Hello?
Oh my god, I can hear you.
It's working for once.
I'm so excited right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Are we recording?
Is it working or not?
Well, the connection's a little off.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
Are you on
now.
Your headphones?
I am.
It says you're on your headphones. How cute.
Oh my god, it does. That's so funny. Okay, so...
And welcome back! I've never been here!
Hi. This is Heaven and Michelle's podcast. The first one.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. This is so much better than the freaking videos because no one can see how ugly we are.
What videos?
Than the videos we've recorded. I said ugly we are. I meant me. You're beautiful.
Wait, we did videos? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the drunk.
Oh, that was one time and you didn't challenge. Even. You
I didn't post it. I know, because I look gross. But here, people can hear how funny we are and... They don't have to look at me.
What if we're not funny? Fuck.
Oh, that'll make this a little tough.
Did you smoke the Chiba?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. I'm jealous. I have some, but like, I don't have anything to smoke it out of.
Did an apple.
Okay, well, I ate the only apple we had. Wait, let me look for an orange. Give me a second.
Orange? Does that work?
Avocado.
Oh my god. Wait, do you have a can?
How do I do it though?
I don't know.
What the fuck, Kevin? Apple, now what?
All right, now you get on your laptop and you search a video on YouTube and you say how to smoke out of an apple.
All right.
So, this is our welcome back, everyone. This is our podcast. It's
this
just gonna
be test run. This can be our. What is it called when you make a show, you give somebody your pilot? The pilot.
Yeah, the pilot. It's funny because we've been talking about doing this for like, I don't know, a day. No. Michelle.
I'm listening.
The people have no idea how badly they needed us.
Oh, they don't know.
Until
don't
now.
Know. I don't know what's going on.
We're here to change your life. This is a podcast literally about nothing.
No, it's
and
about everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't let me finish. I was trying to be dramatic.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Fuck.
We'll do it live.
Okay, we'll do it live.
It says I need to stick a hole. But I don't have
yeah,
anything.
That makes sense because you can't, what are you going to smoke out of if there's no
but
hole?
Listen, that's the thing though, is I don't have anything that won't destroy this little
You don't have like a corkscrew.
I'm gonna use a pen. Hold on.
Oh yeah, a pen.
Ah, glass!
So in this podcast, we're going to talk about nothing but everything. And I guess our first episode is learning how to smoke out of an orange.
It's an
orange?
Apple.
Oh, you found an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. How to smoke out of an apple. You can't see us, so Michelle is going
to describe
in great detail. Leave no detail out, Michelle.
Do you hear this? You like that noise? A little AMSR. ASMR. Okay.
ASMR.
I just made something up. Just stick the pen in. Oh, sideways.
Wait, do you stick it all the way through? No.
Yeah, because one part, it's going to suck in the air. The other part is when you hold it to burn the flower. I'm an expert. I just read about it.
You haven't given us any detail.
So you take a pen. Mm-hmm. You stick it into the side of the apple so it goes all the way through.
Okay.
That way you have a hole to, like, suck air, but also to hold it to burn the flower. And then you stick a hole through where the stem was to put it, like, that's where you pack your bowl. And they meet in the middle.
Take notes, everyone.
I might have made the hole too big.
It's fine.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm looking for a lighter.
She's looking for a lighter now. While she's away. Can I just say, you all look so beautiful tonight. Every single one of you.
Did you just say you all look so beautiful tonight?
Yeah.
I heard that from the other room and I was like, that's not what you said.
Oh my gosh.
Why do I add? You've never looked better.
Not a single day in your life, bud. Oh. You look fantastic.
Have you lost weight? Damn, you're looking good.
That hairline is clean, bro.
I saw the last How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, but Hiccup was looking kind of...
And here we go. Oh. I got some weed in my mouth.
Ooh.
Wait, I'll try it again.
You leave your finger on the hole or no. How do you do it?
I think you hold it and then burn the flower, stuck until the rest of it burns and then release. But it's too small, so it's kind of pointless.
This is amazing. I feel like so much time has passed.
7 minutes.
But it's only been 7 minutes. And
how high are you right now?
Being high is crazy.
This doesn't taste like weed. I'm not gonna lie.
It's oregano.
It might be old. I don't know. So what I was gonna say was, you saw the movie, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh. It for you?
Okay, everyone, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon that came out, I don't know, a year ago.
Fast forward about to the 10-minute mark. Okay, Michelle, go. You have a minute and 30 seconds.
They don't reveal the beard until the end.
Oh, hell.
I didn't need a minute and 30 seconds. Let's just stay quiet for the next minute and 10 seconds for the fuck of it.
We should just insert Jeopardy music.
We should. Grab a snack. Do you have time now?
Get your popcorn if that's what you want to eat while you listen to us. We can mukbang it out. It's cool.
I heard we can muck and bang about.
Is that what you said?
No.
Are you sure?
I said we can muck bang it out.
Oh, still sounds dirty, Evan. That's what I want. That's what I meant.
Who says bang about?
I don't know, I do sometimes. What? We got 21 seconds. How high are you right now? I want to know. I'm telling you.
So high.
I'm telling your mom.
Oh, God.
Does your mom know?
I'm telling on you.
Hang on, Michelle. This coffee's testing me right now.
All right. If you fast forwarded to the 10-minute mark, rewind back now to the 7 minute and 45 seconds. No, the eight minutes and 45 seconds.
It was 45, yeah. Wow. Okay, let's get it together.
I can't. All right.
I took a pill. I didn't even tell you what it was yet. Were you laughing? Oh, give me a second to collect myself. Okay. It's called gabapentin. Let me try again. Oh, I have to go high. Oh, no. Oh, no. It doesn't help that I have a SpongeBob staring at me right now.
SpongeBob?
The little thing I have.
I sounded like Plankton just now. SpongeBob. I can't even do it again.
Okay. It's called gabapentin.
Gabapentin. What is it for?
I don't know. Let me look it up. It's spelled.
Here, take this
exactly...
pill. What is it? I don't know. Okay.
Wait. I just take it to relax every night before 12:30. Oh man. Okay. Side effects.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What does it do?
Yeah. Let me tell you. Okay, it's to control or prevent seizures. It's also used to relieve nerve pain following shingles.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Side effects. This is where it gets fun. Mm-hmm. Double vision.
I love that.
Unusual eye movements or shaking. Dizziness. Drowsiness and loss of coordination. It's so lit.
Oh my god.
It's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Oh shit.
This is the best time I've ever had.
Because you're lit.
So lit. Oh man. Alright, so.
Oh no!
What?
It says, precaution, this drug may make you dizzy or drowsy or blur your vision. Alcohol or marijuana can make more dizzy or drowsy.
Michelle's going to fall asleep in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, no. All right, okay. We have to have a topic for this whole. We're gonna have to do this again, but
no.
This first one, we can do a Tati Westbrook and make a 45 minutes. It's all good, cause you know what? I was in a dark place, and if you're afraid to say something, it usually means you should. Oh fuck. Okay. Yeah.
So in this podcast, we haven't even done it like an actual intro.
You do it because I'm the novice.
I'm the novice. I don't even know. All right, here we go. Ready?
You have a whole other podcast. What are you talking about?
Commas and periods. That's the name of it. And it's stupid shit too. So just, I guess that means I'm stupid shit too. So anyway, this podcast is called, we don't know yet.
We don't even know what we're going to call that building. So let's get back to it.
Oh, like, we can't talk about that on here.
Oops. And I, oops. Oh shit. Okay. Squish my balls.
That's my
favorite. What are we going to talk about in this podcast?
Yes, that is what we were talking about. I feel like we've said this three times. We're going to talk about nothing and everything.
Okay. We got to stop laughing. People are not going to listen to this. People say, hey, you want to go on that podcast for this?
They just laugh the entire time. They're just snorting it up and wait. No, we're not snorting anything up. We're snorting. Well, no, fuck it.
I gotta take another hit.
Okay. We're laughing and
we're having fun.
This podcast is gonna be called We Don't Know Yet, but we're laughing. You stop doing that. You really
I don't know how to suck gently. I'm sorry. It's the truth. All right, so let's just talk to each other as if, okay, this is what the theme's gonna be. We're just gonna have a conversation as if we were on the phone.
That's so far, that's what's happening.
You know, oh my God.
And we will go to different subjects as we fucking please. So yes. Don't be upset about it.
Don't point.
I'm pointing out at the audience like someone's in front of me right now. There is not, obviously.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. If anybody wants to send me some money on my PayPal, it's MIZSXLUV. All the unwanted letters of the alphabet.
We will send you feet pics, not our feet.
That would be so cool. No, I could just put Miss Love. I had to book it up. Throw a Z in there. Spell love wrong.
We should invite someone to be on with us right now on our first episode. Or should it just be us two on this first episode?
On the first episode. And here's our first guest.
Here he is. Every episode, we should just pick someone to call, and then that would be great.
Wait, if I hit my home button, is it going to hang up on you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we can't do that then. We can't add nobody.
Why?
How are we going to tell them to download the app?
Oh, there's a link in the top right corner. Is there like two heads with a plus sign next to it?
Oh yeah, there is.
Yeah. So you hit that button, and then it calls, or it doesn't call them. It sends them a message. However you send it.
Well, it didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything.
It says Anchor friends. I don't have any friends. Oh no, I can't call anybody because I don't have friends.
There's a, wait, you see the green bubble that says message?
No.
You don't?
No, mine doesn't have that. Because I don't have any friends on here. I haven't set it up yet.
No.
Yeah.
When I press that button, it pops up the screen, like if you're sending a picture to someone, where it says message, mail, add to notes, Twitter, nope. Be safe.
No.
That's fine.
What? It just says, when I click the two people, it mm-hmm. says Anchor Friends. When I click on that, there's a box of nothing in it. And then when I hit more, it says Anchor Friends, and then there's nothing.
All right, who should I add?
Who do you have?
I'm just going to send them a message.
Who, though?
To download it. I have everyone. And name someone. I probably have them. Just pick a name. I probably have that name in my phone. Okay.
Oh, I get it. You're gonna send it. It's a text.
Yes. That is correct.
I'm so high right now. That Gavin Pigeon hits. I get so dizzy. I love it. I might pass out. Who knows? Farina.
Okay, well, whatever. My phone is not wanting to work with me.
All right, let's talk about your ex.
husband?
No. Oh. I can't say his name, so assume that you know who I'm talking about.
I mean,
you guys are still seeing each other?
Ooh, can you tell me what letter it starts with?
No, because here, this is how I'll make you remember. You know how the person I was seeing, how I came to a conclusion that he may or may not be similar to my nephews, and also you know someone like that.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about him.
Let's do it. No one's gonna figure that out, right? Nobody knows.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, okay. What are we talking about?
Well, are you guys still together? Are you guys seeing each other?
I wouldn't say we were ever together. Like, he made it very clear that we were not together.
While penetrating you.
Right.
Oh, we're not together. Bend over now.
Yeah, so, I don't know, bro. I mean, like, we still hang out.
You guys are definitely together.
No, because I'm talking to other people too.
Who's he talking to?
Oh no, he's not talking. I don't know. He doesn't tell me if he's talking to other people because he doesn't need to. Because I don't tell him that I'm talking to other people.
So you guys are cheating on each other.
We're not dating.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. I'm so upset because when my other ex.
That's gonna confuse the fuck out of some of them. My ex. My other one. That sounds so sketchy. Did we share an ex at one point? Who knows?
It's possible. I don't know. All right. So, you know who I'm talking about.
Throw him off the scent.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm not that high. Oh, making okay. Jokes.
All right, cool.
Can't be that high. So, what about that other gentleman who shan't be named? Who may not know how to grow a beard. I don't know. Both of your exes suck at growing a beard.
When you found out he had a girlfriend, you were like, it's not his girlfriend.
Why are you going to keep rehashing this? I withhold information.
No, I know, but I'm saying, you were like, it's not his girlfriend. But then right now I'm like, he's not my boyfriend. Like, we don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And you're like, so you guys are cheating on each other.
What does that have to do with the other person?
I'm saying that with them, you were like, they're not together. And then right now you're like, they're together.
Well, if someone in your family had told me to my face about them, who lives with them, verbatim, she's just here because she ain't got nowhere to go and she doesn't even want to be with him. If I heard that from one of your family members, I would assume that it wasn't
that they had a really shitty girlfriend or boyfriend, but still that they were girlfriend and boyfriend.
I'm gullible. If you tell me something, I'll be like, that's the truth. I'm gonna spread it.
That's the truth, sis.
Unless I get more information, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And then when I found out that I was the wrong, I came to you with those facts. And I said, you were correct. And then you throw it in my face as if we didn't come to this conclusion together. Not at the same time. But we did it. What are we talking about right now? Fuck. This is a bad time to start a podcast.
No, this is a bad time to start a podcast.
I'm so thirsty. I want some Kool-Aid.
That's racist.
What? That's racist? Everybody drinks Kool-Aid.
No, they don't.
I grew up drinking Kool-Aid, so
So did I.
Hispanic and or white or black friend that I had. Everybody drinks Kool-Aid.
What? You had white friends that drank Kool-Aid? That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in the ghetto. That's all we could afford.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was gonna say. It's not a race thing, or it's not a race thing. It's a poor thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's what I grew up on. I hate that everybody loves the blue one. I was like, it's all about the red one, and people be like, no, the blue one tastes. I'm just like, no. It misses every time. Which one is your favorite? Can I guess?
You want to guess my favorite Kool-Aid flavor?
Can I guess? Can I get a hint?
No.
Okay. But you can guess. No. All right. I'm guessing. Can I get 2 guesses? Mm-hmm. The orange one?
No.
The purple one. Purple juice?
No.
What? The red one?
No.
You son of a bitch. You're just like the rest. You love the blue one?
I don't love the blue one, actually.
The clear one.
Wait. The what?
The clear one?
No.
Damn it.
It's the pink one.
The strawberry?
The tropical punch?
I've never had a pink one.
It's not pink, actually. It's red, but it's tropical punch.
Yeah. That's why I like the red one, because it tastes like...
No. Okay, see, when you said red one, I thought you were talking about, like, cherry.
No, I like the one that tastes like...
The one that is a blue packet, but it's a red drink.
Yes, and it doesn't have, like...
Tropical punch.
Picture of, like, fruits.
Yes, because it's tropical.
Okay, that's the one then. I just know them by the colors, okay? Jesus. All right. That one's my
favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite. But let me tell you, though, if you get that blue one and you mix it with the lemonade...
Blasphemy. Oh.
It's fire.
Wow. Never thought of that.
And that's the only time that I will ever accept anyone, because we make it... with 2 packets, right? That's the only time I will ever mix.
How did you come to this concoction, though?
Because other people in my family will mix Kool-Aid flavors, and so, like, that was, like, those 2 and then something else were the only ones left, and I was like, well, now I have to mix them, so I did, and it was...
So you're like, I got this lemonade mixture. I'm just going to pour it in with this whole different brand of sugar powder. Mm-hmm. Wow. Inventive. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the word that I'm thinking of that's not inventive?
Innovative?
Fuck. It's going to bother me if I don't remember. And I was just about to say that word today, earlier.
I'm sure it'll come to you.
It's a small word. Maybe like 5 letters. A visionary? Wow, not 5 letters.
Imaginative?
Wow. My brain so much.
It's 4 letters. beautiful. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What was the word I just said? Innovative? No.
No.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna stab myself.
Visionary.
Visionary, there you go. But it, like, it's the word also means, like, futuristic, so maybe that wasn't it.
It also means futuristic.
Okay, so I was gonna use the word earlier, maybe it'll pop in your head if I help you on the path of my brain signals. I was talking to Thomas earlier about Andre 3000 because I was listening to Tyler, the Creator's new album, and I was like, oh, it kind of sounds like Love Below when Andre 3000 did, like, certain excerpts of his voice, but, like, in a different range, so it sounded kind of cool and futuristic. And then I was like, I don't know if he said, oh, yeah, he's cool, and then I said, he's so, and then the word is, it's gone. But it basically means, like, you're a visionary and everything you do is more futuristic. You're, like, you're ahead of your time. What the fuck is that word? Do you get it? Is anything?
No.
God damn it. I'm going to go stab myself right now.
Ooh.
I need to know. I need it.
Did you just leave?
No, I'm still here. Do what happened? Well, anyways, that's cool.
We're never gonna post this, I hope.
I'm posting this.
Oh god.
As soon as we're
now done. I gotta be on my best behavior.
Why?
Because I'm being foolish. I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't laugh at me, I'm high. And now I'm gonna be paranoid.
You say I'm being foolish.
Oh god, what have I done?
Shit. I don't like it.
Don't like it.
Oh my god.
How's everybody doing today? I'm gonna get a snack.
Ooh, a snack. I want a snack. I'm gonna have dinner in like 5 minutes.
You're
gonna what? I'm gonna go have dinner in like 5 minutes.
You're not leaving me. This is not how it ends.
This is not how it ends. We have 5 minutes.
God damn it, Heaven.
Oh, we can record some more after I come back.
I'll be sober by then.
Then you get high again.
True. Want some ASMR action?
Yeah. Give us some of that. Ooh, spine tingles.
Wait, let me put it in my mouth first. Hold on.
The bag, even.
Like that?
Yeah.
You like that? I'm gonna put it. I'm inserting it into my mouth.
Ooh.
So good.
Dude, wait, imagine being out like on a date and your date starts crunching and you're like, ooh. Spine tingle.
Ew. Wait, while he's eating it, he's getting off on himself or
no,
me?
No, you. Like, they're doing it and you're like, ooh. That would be me.
Ew. You're fucking grief.
Get your shit together.
Sorry. When you're on a date, you're not supposed to make weird.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Just imagine.
Commentary. You're supposed
to. Of course you don't.
Order a drink that has a straw. And just ever so gently tuck that straw into your mouth using the tip of your tongue every time you take a sip. Just because. Why not?
That's how I drink anyway.
Do you really do? I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But that's only if the date sucks. So, like, you know that you guys aren't compatible, they're boring the fuck out of you, and you're stuck with going home alone and masturbating, or tucking that straw every so often into your mouth until you have sex with that person. However many times it takes. You're gonna receive the message. Oh. It's true, right? Because, like, you're like, fuck, if that dude sucks, it's gonna suck going home. But then, like, when you're in the situation, you're like, I'm not gonna go masturbate tonight. There's a perfect buddy.
Right.
Penis just so close.
So, how can I make this happen? You how take you, that straw your, and your
signature. Don't say it. You know, go ahead.
No. My signature move?
Mm-hmm. Like to signal, let's go.
Oh, I say, so are we doing this or what?
No way.
I swear
no,
to God.
There's no nothing. You're just like, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then they'll be like, oh, okay.
That's not how I do it. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about it, and it sounds really bad. No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
No, that's perfect. I can't tell you mine, because it's going to sound like rape.
What? No, we can't be triggering people in here.
No, it's not triggering anyone but me. Fuck. My signature move is no move. I just pretend it's not happening the whole time.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like, I'm not interested in you. I'm going home with you. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to drink this alcohol. I don't care that we're kissing. And then, you know, it's like you got to let them know you could do without.
Yeah.
Even if you end up in a relationship. Accidentally.
That's the way to do it. So those are your two options, folks, when trying to signal to your date that you're ready to pound.
What? You're ready to go to pound town. Wow. Very educational. I needed this.
You guys, good boy. You either tell them, so are we doing this or what? That's what I do. Or
seems reasonable.
Yeah. You know, straight to the point, because I don't have time for this shit. Like, I'm trying
and
to...
consent is very important.
Right. You know. So, or you do Michelle's option, which is to do nothing.
Yes. Oh, the tongue thing. The tongue straw.
The tongue straw.
Yeah, so they kind of know, but you don't have to tell them.
Right.
That girl just really likes licking her straw. I don't know what. I don't know why.
She keeps drilling that straw. I don't know why. But
I didn't want to complain, but it was very confusing.
People have clicked off by this
thing. It's okay. It's just for us.
What the fuck are they even talking about?
We're gonna get it right. I think by
season six and a half, like episode once you get to 6.6B part of the season, that's when it gets good. And
that's when it's great, because every great TV show, first or third season,
sucks. That's true. This is not a TV show, so it's not quite the same, but. It's
a TV show if you're blind.
Is everything a TV show to blind people? Or is everything a radio show to blind people, including TV shows?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. We're totally not making fun of blind people right
now. No, we're not. I am literally blind. But it's okay, because we persevere.
You're not completely blind. You're almost there, but not quite.
I'm already getting the light flashes, so... Did I tell you about that?
No. You should get that checked out.
Yeah. Oh, and then found out that could be aneurysms. Because I had... when I was staying with Chase, his neighbor told me that she had an aneurysm, and it started as light flashes. Like you would see like random sparks of light in your like peripherals. It kind of looks like something very like a ghost is next to you, but like in a small ball and extremely bright. It's creepy. So I'm pretty close.
So Michelle needs to go to the doctor.
Oh, I don't have money.
That is
and if you want to go to my PayPal,
America. Where we start GoFundMes for people that have cancer and whatever other things.
Blindness.
Yeah.
What are you gonna eat?
What I'm gonna eat? I'm gonna eat chicken and baked potato. A baked potato and vegetables.
Vegetables.
We love our veggies.
So while you're eating that veggie tails and chickens, I'm jealous. I love the way you guys cook. It's so good.
Thank you.
Living.
Live. I live.
All right, well.
I wish I was eating chips.
No, this is trash. This is actual trash.
Garbage.
It really is.
That's crazy. Chicken.
I want a real meal.
I got you, girl. I'm bringing in some right now.
You better not get in that car. What? It'll be on the news. Wow, filming.
Hang on, you guys. I'm getting pulled over. Sorry, guys. Can you hold on? This cop is trying me. Okay.
All right. Enjoy your... We'll get back to this. Yes. We'll do... This can be episode one.
Well...
Part one of episode one.
Okay.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever done.
What?
Oh, I have it. Alright, sister, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye, podcast.
Bye.
Bye.